High snap pulled down by Shane. Seabass has it away. He has the distance, and it is good! From 51 off the dirt, his first field goal of the year is good, and the Raiders take a 3-0 lead.
And welcome back into the Grant Napier Show. Jason Ross in today for Grant. That last highlight was voted by fans as the Raiders play of the week on the Raiders Facebook page, and you can do that each and every week. Go to the fan poll, and Sebastian Janikowski's 51-yard boot, the Raiders play of the week. We now bring in the head coach of your Oakland Raiders. That is Dennis Allen joining me, Jason Ross, here on the show. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I know you wish there were bigger and better plays maybe than the Seabass 51-yard field goal after that first week. Kind of a tough one to open up for you guys, but another opportunity this week. And first, I want to look back at last week on some of the things after you watched the game and looked at film. Where do you want to see the biggest improvements made going forward to Miami?
Well, our execution. We got to do a better job of executing. Some of the things that the defense was able to do in stopping the run was good. I think our offense came out, especially early in the first half, and we had some explosive plays, and we were able to move the ball. Again, we got to be able to finish those drives with touchdowns. The early turnover hurt us, and then special teams, we got to do a better job of executing. So we're looking forward to the opportunity to get out there again on Sunday and play against the Miami Dolphins, and our guys are excited about the game.
Let's look at injuries. Obviously, it affected not only the game, but as the season goes along, news this week that you guys are going to be minus Jacoby Ford for a little while. During the game, John Kondo gets hurt, and we know how that all played out. Ron Bartel gets out. Pat Lee has to play. I mean, just a lot of early season injuries already for you guys. You know what happens, but it's been some tough breaks so far.
Well, yeah. I mean, but that's the National Football League, and that's why you have 53 players on your roster. And, we expect our backup players to play just like starters. We've got a next man up philosophy here, and we all get paid to do a job, and we've got to execute our job, and we can't really use injuries as an excuse.
I know there's concussion tests, so that probably still has to play out for Kondo. What's the likelihood that he is on the field on Sunday?
Well, that's a possibility. He's going through all the protocol of the concussion tests, and we're not going to put him out on the field unless he's ready to go. We're going to follow the protocol exactly how it's laid out by the National Football League. We've got John's best interest in mind, and then we've got plans. If he's not able to go, we've got plans to be able to play without him.
Yeah, Nick Guest is a guy that at least has been signed, and we'll see if he accompanies you guys to Miami as you get ready for the Dolphins. Offensively, Coach, you talked about execution, finishing drives. There was potential the way the offense was going, but it looked like a lot of targets. I think officially 18 targets for McFadden. He catches 13 of them. I know you want to get him the ball. Was there too much of an emphasis getting it to McFadden, or how did you think that played out after you watched the film?
No, I don't think it was too much of an emphasis of getting the ball to Darren. I mean, I think we had some plays that we had intended to get him the ball and getting the ball in space, and then there's other times where a lot of times the defense dictates where the ball goes based off the coverage that they play. It's not like you just design a play and say we're going to get the ball to Darren on this particular play, or we're going to try to throw the ball to Denarius down the field. We're trying to do those things, but sometimes what the defense does dictates where you go with the ball. I thought Carson did a great job of going through his progressions and taking what the defense was giving him, and he checked the ball down to Darren, and we were able to move the ball effectively.
Talking with Dennis Allen, head coach of the Oakland Raiders. You mentioned Denarius Moore. You didn't have him last week. I know there were some precautions there. You expect to have him Sunday?
He's been at practice all week. He's really improved from where he was last week, and so we're real hopeful that Denarius will be able to be out there on Sunday.
Yeah, that's encouraging. A specific play I'd love to get your perspective on. They ended up putting 7 seconds back on the clock. It was that play right before the half. Was it a first down? Was it not? They review it. It ends up being a fourth down. Can you take us through kind of your thought process there? Would you play it differently if it was a first down? Since it's fourth down, you get the sure 3 points. Kind of take us through that decision you had to make.
Right, yeah. Well, we went down there. We initially thought it was a first down, and that's why we took the timeout, so that we would have 7 seconds. We could take a shot at the end zone if we didn't get it. My intention at that point in time in the game was to make sure that we got points. And so, you know, our intention was to get points. And if we were able to, you know, if it was ruled a first down and we had the 7 seconds on the clock, we were going to try to take a shot at the end zone.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, you know, you've been a coach in football for a long time, but when you're the head coach, I mean, those decisions are thrown on you, and it's, you know, I guess that's one of the learning things you have to do here, as you've done 4 preseason games and now 1 game as a head coach, that those are decisions now that fall on your shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think that's part of the responsibility of the head coach is to manage the game. And so, you know, I welcome those opportunities and welcome those decisions. And, you know, at the end of the day, you make those decisions and you don't look back. You know, you got to make the decisions that you think are best for your football team and give you the best chance to win. And then you don't look back on them.
Each and every week, a fan out there is going to get a chance to ask a question to the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. And this one coming from, let's see, Johnny Bravo at Mac Raider 1871 wants to know from you, Coach, what did you learn from your first game as a head coach in the National Football League?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I learned is, you know, you got to be prepared for every single situation that could possibly come up. And, you know, obviously we had a situation with John Kondo getting injured in the game. We had worked Travis as a deep snapper. Obviously, you know, that again is one of those other things that falls on my shoulders. And, you know, I didn't do a good enough job of having him prepared to fit in that situation. We've worked on it again this week. And we're going to get that situation corrected.
You know, looking back on it, too, the one snap that he did get back to Leckler ready to boot it away, but, I mean, Leckler just got swallowed up. That was more of a kind of a blocking breakdown on that one, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a protection issue on that particular play.
Yeah, and things that hopefully you will have adjusted for Miami. Tell us a little bit about the Dolphins. They lost in week one. They've got a rookie QB. Obviously, they're excited to be at home for this one, but what do you look at on film that might give you some concerns for the Dolphins?
Well, I think they're you know, a young team as far as the quarterback position is concerned. You know, they're able to run the ball very well. They were able to run the ball on Houston, who has a very good run defense. Reggie Bush is an outstanding talent back there at tailback. So they've got some weapons offensively. I think defensively, you know, they're a big, aggressive type of team. They play the run extremely well. Sean Smith is a really good corner outside, and then obviously special teams, they're extremely well coached, and they're a very good special teams coach. So, you know, just like every other team in the National Football League, we've got a challenge this week going against the Miami Dolphins, and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Does the shorter week, I mean, you guys really haven't had a chance to get in the rhythm yet because it's just the preseason, that was first game. Does that cause any tweaks to your game plan going forward? Does that have any issues for this week?
Well, I think once you kind of get into the week and get into practice, you know, there's not as much of an issue. You know, it really on the front end and the preparation of, you know, losing the extra day of preparation for a team as far as the game planning is concerned is probably where you see the biggest difference. You know, we'll have to cut back a little bit as the week goes on to make sure we get our guys fresh and ready to go for Sunday.
I want to ask you, too, a lot gets made of the travel for a West Coast team, cross country. You guys got to do it. Do you have any differing plans on how you approach that in getting to Miami, or is it kind of standard?
No, the only difference is we leave a day early anytime we travel 2 time zones, so we'll leave a day early, and we'll get there tomorrow night, get a good night's rest, get up in the morning and have our normal Saturday morning routine, have our meetings on Saturday night, and get up and be ready to play a game on the East Coast on Sunday afternoon.
How about maybe the biggest adjustment of all might be for your family, the office hours as a head coach, pretty much of a grind, I'm sure. How are they making that adjustment?
Oh, the family's doing great.
That's good.
They're doing real well.
Well, I know they're very supportive of you, looking for that first win. Hopefully it comes this weekend. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for the time, and we'll be rooting for you in Miami.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
All right, thank you.